Yeah. That is Greg Abate from his new album. Actually, it's Greg Abate and Alan Barnes from the new album called Birds of a Feather on Woodville Records. And that is the Charlie Parker Dizzy Gillespie classic bebop. And that features Greg Abate on alto sax. I'm quite certain Greg was on that first solo because there's another alto player, Alan Barnes, also on alto sax. And he did the second solo. John Donaldson on piano, Andrew Kleindert on double bass, and Spike Wells on drums. Cookin' album, definitely highly recommend it. Birds of a Feather from Greg Abate with Alan Barnes. And it's recorded live in England, in Leicester, England, on November of 2007. Greg is playing in New London this evening. Actually played Friday and Saturday, and Claire and I went out there and caught that show over at a brand new jazz club in New London, a really very hip venue with a really great vibe. And the name of the place is called the Jazz Underground Cafe. That's on 33 Golden Street, I believe, in New London. And they're playing tonight. Festivities start at 8 o'clock and go through till 11 or 11:30 or as long as Greg is in the mood to keep playing, I guess. So definitely head down if you're in the New London area. Definitely head down to the Jazz Underground Cafe. I think you'll definitely dig it down there. Like I say, very good vibe. Nice room. Very reminiscent of a New York City jazz club. So check that out in New London. All right. Let's see. We're going to continue on. We're going to do another one from Greg Abate from his album Monsters in the Night. This is Bride of Frankenstein. Thank you.
Comes true that you love me as I love you. Somewhere there's music, it's where you are. Somewhere there's heaven, how near, how far. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will, how still my heart, how high the moon. All the cats are standing on the corner, waiting for the chicks to get off their slaves so they can holler, "What you know, babe? You see, I've got a Cadillac if you want to ride. Hey, you look real pretty by my side. I'll take you where you want to go as long as you have got the bread. There's nothing else that need be said. So run across the street and cash your paycheck, and I'll be waiting here till you make it back. I couldn't move if I wanted to. You see, I'm out of gas, and baby, it's up to you. Bop and swing is all I ever do, except for making love to you. 'Cause ornithology's my shitty bed open blob, daddy blood, lay blood, loud blood, lay boom, lay, lay out of la la. Sit in the bop, dibbity dibbity do, boo, bado, blay, debo, bo, bado, debo, bado, debo, bado, 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 bado,
Thank you.
I'll faint the tune. Somewhere there's heaven, how high the moon. There is no moon above when love is far away too. Until it comes true that you love me as I love you. All the cats are standing on the corner, waiting for the chicks to get off their slaves, so they can holler, "What you know, babe? You see, I've got a Cadillac if you want to ride. Hey, you look real pretty by my side. I'll take you where you want to go. Cause ornithology, cause ornithology, cause ornithology's my tune. There I go, there I go, there I go, there I go.
Thank you.
Wow. All right. Woo. Man, no one has chops on piano like that. Ooh, Oscar Peterson with his rendition of another Charlie Parker classic, Ornithology. And actually, we heard two renditions of that. We started out that set. Let me go back to Oscar Peterson first. That was, of course, the famous Oscar Peterson trio with, as I mentioned, Oscar Peterson playing the 88s, Joe Pass on guitar, and Niels Henning Orsted Pedersen on bass. And before that, you heard another rendition of Ornithology, and this one was kind of mixed up with How High the Moon. And pretty cool how those two numbers have kind of the same changes throughout. Definitely, we saw Greg Abate and Giacomo Gates came up. He was in the audience, came up and jammed, and they did that song. And it ended up while Giacomo Gates was singing How High the Moon, you had Greg Abate playing Ornithology right over it, and it sounded great, so I had to play that track. And we started out that set with Greg Abate from the album Monsters in the Night, and we heard Bride of Frankenstein, Greg on flute on that one. Also playing last night in the Jazz Underground Cafe in New London was a really fine pianist. His name is Kent Hewitt, and we're going to hear a couple from Kent, and one from his latest release called Time on My Hands. As the name of the album, we're going to hear a track called Wild is the Wind. Thank you.
Without a song, the day would never end. Without a song, the road would never bend. When things go wrong, a man ain't got a friend. Without a song, the field of corn would never see a plow. That field of corn would be deserted now. A woman's born, but she's no good, no how. Without a song, I got my trouble and woe, but sure as I know the Jordan will roll, I'll get along as the song is strong in my soul. I'll never know what makes the rain to fall. I'll never know what makes the grass so tall. I only know there ain't no love at all without a trouble and woe, but sure as I know the Jordan will roll, I'll get along as the song is strong in my soul. I'll never know what makes the rain to fall. I'll never know what makes the grass so tall. I only know there ain't no love at all without.
Yeah, that is a short set there that features Ken Hewitt on piano. But the last one you heard was from an album by Carolyn Hartsfield. Fine album, a fine singer. The name of the album is Flow Like the River. And you heard the track called Without a Song. And that features Carolyn Hartsfield on vocals, Ken Hewitt on piano, and Jeff Fuller on bass. And on that one, Ed Fast on drums as well. And that is an album produced by Kent Hewitt. And Kent's shown some fine chops on that one on piano, on that great piano solo. Before that, we heard from Kent's own album called Time on My Hands. And that is a piano trio album. We heard the track Wild is the Wind. And that's Ken Hewitt on piano, Peter Katrinas on bass, and Matt Gordy on drums. Two fairly recent releases. And I hope you enjoyed those. Ken Hewitt was playing alongside of Greg Abate at the show in New London. And that show's about, well, no, it's still a half hour away. So there's plenty of time to get down to the Jazz Underground Cafe and see that. If you're listening to me over the airwaves from the New London area, definitely check that out. It is a cooking show. And don't keep the snow from getting out there and enjoying some live music, because you have to support our great musicians with their live performances and get their CDs and their music. By the way, you can get any of this music that you hear on the show by going to my website, because I put links to places you can get that music, iTunes or Amazon or CD Baby, wherever you can get those. You'll find the links from my website. So check that out. You'll see the playlists and podcasts that you can subscribe to or download or play online. So you can listen to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond 24/7 if you'd like. If you're digging the music you hear, check that out. My website, www.jazzandbeyond.com. www.jazzandbeyond.com. There you'll see my podcast and all kinds of interesting links. While you're there, I've got links to my social networking sites so you can hook up with me on Facebook or MySpace or Twitter or all those things. Check out my videos on YouTube and all that stuff. So check that out for sure. We're going to continue on with more tunes. Obviously, in a couple of days, we're going to have Christmas upon us. And while I usually don't dwell on playing a lot of Christmas music, there are a couple tracks that I do like to play this time of year because they're just gorgeous, gorgeous music played by some great musicians. And there's two tracks in particular I like to play this time of year, one from Chris Potter and one from Marianne McPartland. So we're going to hear those right now. Thank you. All right. Yeah, I love those two tracks, especially this time of year, obviously. The last one you heard was Marianne McPartland, and just a fine, fine piano player, as you all know. And you heard God Rest You Merry Gentlemen doing a solo performance there. And before that, we heard another solo performance, this time on tenor sax from Chris Potter. And we heard O Come All Ye Faithful. And both of those are from a Concord Jazz released called Concord Jazz Christmas. And I have one and two. I don't know if it's a two-album set or two different albums, version one and two. But definitely hunt those down or go to my website where I'll do the research for you and find a link for you to get that to make your own Christmas album. So that is my little tribute to the holiday coming up ahead. No matter what you're celebrating, be it a winter solstice or Christmas or whatever you want, Hanukkah, or whatever you want to celebrate, those two tunes will put you in the mood. We're going to continue on with kind of a winter theme, but maybe this one has a little political spin to it. But this is Gil Scott-Heron, Winter in America.
From the Indians, welcome the pilgrims, and to the buffaloes, who once ruled the plain. Like the vultures, circling beneath the dark clouds, looking for the rain. Looking for the rain. Just like the cities that stagger on the coastline, and a nation that just can't stand much more. Like the forest buried beneath the highway, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter, winter in America, yes, and all of the hills have been killed, sent away, yeah, but the people know it's winter. Winter in America, and ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows what to say. Save your soul, Lord knows, from winter in America. The Constitution, a noble piece of paper, with free society, a struggle, but they died in vain. And now democracy is a ragtime on the corner, hoping for some rain. It looks like either hoping for some rain. And I see the robins perched in barren treetops, watching last-ditch races marching across the floor. But just like the peace sign that vanished in our dreams, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter, winter in America, and all of the hillers have been killed or betrayed. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. Lord knows it's winter in America. Nobody. save your soul from winter in America.
Oh, did ribby boom bum. Boom bum spam, boom bum. Did little did little doom. He did niddy, a bit niddy, a puppy, a little doom. I'll be a little doom. They would let it in the little doom. I'm just a poor son, baby, in the woods. Poor little baby, I'm just a poor son, baby, in the woods. Oh, lady, oh, lady, lady, won't be so good to me.
Wow. Yeah, that is Ella Fitzgerald from an album called The 75th Birthday Celebration, a two-disc set. And that is an early recording called Oh Lady Be Good. And gee, I should find out what the year that was recorded in. I'm not sure I can do that quickly here on the air, but it's got to be an early recording of hers. Really dug that. That was actually, there was a request for Billie Holiday. And it's almost a crime, but I can't find any Billie Holiday here at the station at this time, and it's not on my computer either. So instead of playing Billie Holiday, I dug that one out from Ella Fitzgerald, and I'm glad I did because I really dug that. That was excellent. Oh, Lady Be Good, Ella Fitzgerald. And let's see, before that, what did I play? All right, before that I played, yeah, Winter in America. Sorry about that, from Gil Scott-Heron. From the album Midnight Band, The First Minute of a New Day. Winter in America, I really like that one from Gil Scott-Heron. Somehow it seems very appropriate. And it definitely it is winter as winter is rolling in. Supposed to be a big snowstorm out there. When we came in the studio, it had not yet begun. But I imagine there's some snowflakes falling about now, and that's going to continue on throughout the evening. And Sunday, with some accumulations, we'll do a little weather forecast a little later. But we're going to keep with the music. I'm kind of in a New York City mood, and we're going to play a set of New York City musicians who we've seen in clubs in New York or around town or something that just reminds me of New York. I'm going to play it in this next set. We're going to start out with, from Steve Slagle, a track called New New York. Time is 8:03. This is WHUS, Storrs, Connecticut. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
All right, and for the benefit of our podcast listeners, the podcast is about to conclude, and I want to give the credits on these last couple of tracks you heard. You're listening in the background to Night Has a Thousand Eyes from Ingrid Jensen and her project O, Now As Then. And before that, you heard from Rob Garcia IV from the album Perennial. You heard the track called Cyberganic. And Rob Garcia IV is Rob Garcia on drums, Noah Preminger, talented tenor sax player, Dan Tepfler on piano, and Chris Lightcap on bass. And we started out that set with Steve Slagle from the album New York, New York. And that is Steve Slagle on alto sax, Dave Stryker on guitar, Joe Locke on vibes, and Gene Jackson on drums.